This week, President Bush switched focus from the war to the U.S. economy. In an appearance with small business leaders in the White House Rose Garden on Tuesday, Mr. Bush agreed to accept a lesser tax cut than the $726 billion he'd originally wanted. The administration will now accept a $550 billion cut over the next 10 years. When the House and Senate return at the end of the month, they will have to resolve their differences on taxes, and they are about $200 billion apart. With us to talk about the political struggle over cutting taxes is Alan Murray. He's chief of CNBC's Washington Bureau and host of its Capitol Report. Welcome, Alan.
Good to be with you.
In his statement, the president emphasized that it's not if the tax cut happens, it's how big a tax cut happens. But doesn't this already reflect a big loss for the president?
It is a loss for the White House, and it's one that they're furious about because they had hoped to use the next 3 or 4 weeks building support for it. And Senator Grassley, one of their own Republicans, made this private deal in the Senate that he wasn't going to do anything more than $350 billion. So now even $550 billion, which is less than they wanted, is more than they're going to get.
Senator Grassley did that in response to a group of moderate Republicans in the Senate who said that they could not go for a big tax cut with the deficit the way it is, with no serious demonstration that the tax cut could help the economy.
You know, Linda, as you know, one of the things about moderates in Washington is they tend to be infinitely malleable. But this has been an exception. You've got a couple of senators, Olympia Snowe from Maine and George Voinovich from Ohio, who have said they will not accept a tax cut that is any bigger than $350 billion.
And I really mean it.
And they really meant it. And
they
spent, you know, a week and a half beating up on these two senators, trying to get them to change their mind, and they wouldn't do it.
But, you know, there are lots of ways to skin this cat. Generally, when the House and Senate differ on a number, what they do is reach a compromise agreement in which they split the difference, and then they talk about the virtue of compromise.
But that was what was so interesting about Senator Grassley's promise, because what he said was not just that his committee was going to write a tax bill of only $350 billion, but he promised Senator Snowe and Senator Voinovich that even after they went to conference with the House, when he came back, he would not bring back a tax bill that was any bigger than $350 billion. I've never heard of that before.
So it's pretty ironclad. He would really have to back up.
It's going to be awfully embarrassing to him and those other senators having revealed this promise publicly.
Well,
to back
is there
off.
Some way that the president could redraw his tax package that would somehow get Snowe and Voinovich back into his camp or mollify Senator Grassley?
There are two strategies that the White House is looking at right now. One is to actually have two tax bills. You have the one tax bill that is the bill that Senator Grassley made his promise about, and to save all the popular items in the tax cut that even some Democrats like and put them in a separate bill that perhaps could win 60 votes to add that on to the 350. The other possibility, and this is very difficult, is the 350 is the net number of the tax cut, but they could have a bigger tax cut if they offset it with other tax increases?
Fees.
Something. But both of those are very difficult tactics. I don't know
That's just what I was thinking. Now, if the president does not get his tax cut, it's obviously, in terms of Washington, it's a defeat. The Congress is not giving him what he wants and so on. Is it a political blow? We've seen polls that show that a majority of the American people don't care this big tax cut and do care about the deficits. And
it's a good point. When people are asked about the president's tax cut, it's kind of ambivalent. The latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, 43% were for it, 49% were opposed. It's not very good. I think the president was hoping to try and turn public opinion, but at this point, even if he turns public opinion, I don't know how he turns Senator Grassley and Senator Snowe and Senator Voinovich.
Alan Murray is CNBC's Washington Bureau Chief. He's the host of Capitol Report. He joined us here in the studio. Alan, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.